This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on defense Atmanirbharta, India's self-reliance in action during Operation Sindoor. The participants are Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, defense analyst, and Vishal Dhaiya, senior journalist.
Operation Sindoor highlighted India's new policy against terrorism and went beyond that as well. In fact, it showcased how indigenous Indian weapons delivered a powerful and effective response to the offensive by Pakistan. In today's episode of Insights, we're going to talk about the self-reliance in defense production in India, the technological innovations, and the role of private sector and the PSUs, and of course, the scientists as well. And for more on this, we're joined by Lieutenant General Raj Shukla. His former army commander is joining us. General Shukla, welcome. Let's start by understanding the significance of indigenous weapons for Indian defense forces specifically, but on a larger scale when you understand, why indigenous weapons or platforms are really important for any armed forces.
Since we are talking of in contextual terms, the best way to start is Ukraine. So a country as powerful militarily as Russia would have been out of the game if it had not got legacy chips from China and CNC equipment. Now, CNC equipment is all that goes into machining, tooling and all. 90% of its legacy chips for the fight in Ukraine, 70% of CNC equipment have come from China. Shahzad drones have come from Iran, a country under sanctions. Without these, Russia would be out of the game. Now, if you don't have some allies and partners like this, you obviously have to have these weapons sourced indigenously. Or let me put it like this, that today the supply chain statecraft is so complicated. For example, a chip. A chip goes into a drone, it goes into a hypersonic missile. But from sand to finished product, a chip passes through 64 countries. You know, the whole process of a chip. Mm-hmm. So the designing, the, finishing, all that stuff. So if it is 64 countries, mean your supply chain is as dependent on so many countries. Now, it is not possible to master the entire value chain of the chip. But what I wish to bring home is that in the Russian conflict, as also in all these technologies, especially the cutting edge technologies, the supply chains are so complicated that unless you are masters of at least 30-40% of that, you will always be dependent on somebody and then they will twist you. So that is why indigenization of your weapons, equipment and technologies is extremely critical. In fact, it is a lifeline of an army. It is a lifeline of combat.
There's no avoiding that.
Therefore, the Prime Minister and the Raksha Mantri and the Indian ecosystem has been talking of Atmanirbharta in defense. That means self-sufficiency in defense. So we've been into this Atmanirbharta for 10 years now. There have been some pluses and minuses. There have been some achievements, some shortfalls. But the criticality of it has to be, it is very obvious. In fact, why now? Even if you go back in the days of the Krishna Menon in the 60s, mm-hmm. the whole concept of PSUs was that you have public sector units to manufacture the defense needs of the Indian armed forces so that you are not dependent externally. But I think what has happened of late in Atmanirbharta and defense, that the cutting edge technologies, what we call technological innovation. That is coming more from private sectors and startups. That is the nature of the game.
So two aspects here which you pointed out. One is criticality and the other is technological innovation. Let's look at them a little bit deeper. Let's go deeper from the Indian context and Indian perspective as well. Indigenization process, almost a decade now, we've started working on it. As far as criticality is concerned, Operation Sindoor was one event when the criticality of having indigenous systems was proved, and also what was proved was the prowess of the indigenous equipments, weapons platforms, starting from the Brahmos supersonic missile or Akash surface-to-air missile or Akash the radar systems as well. We're talking about suicide drones also, and of course the D4 systems and everything. So have we reached a point, Jan Shukla, where we can safely and very clearly say that we're moving in the right direction, one, and two, we have proved beyond doubt the fact that yes, we can do it.
Of course, we are moving in the right direction, and there are so many successes we have. You mentioned Akashti, there is Brahmos, there is the ATAGS artillery gun. Today we make our own carbines, we are in the process of making our own rifles. So they are huge successes. But if you see, one of the successes of Op Sindoor was the AD wall. Our air defense was very strong. But one of the major features of that air defense was the S-400. S-400 is imported from Russia. So ideally, I would like to have a 100% mix of indigenous platforms because, see, there are problems. We had contracted 5 S-400s from Russia. Only 3 could be delivered because they have kept back for their own needs in Ukraine. What if we were manufacturing S-400s? We would have kept 10 for us and given 2 to Russia. See, the defense is a very challenging field. And it is easier said than done. So there are some many successes. Akashtir, BrahMos, ATAGS. We were talking of technological innovation. May I point to you 2 or 3 startups? There is one startup, Third iTech, which after this whole, you know, wave of technology development and realization, they have got orders from the U.S. Space Command. Imagine an Indian startup getting orders from U.S. Space Command. In fact, when the Prime Minister visited Delaware last year, this deal was signed. There is one called Deep Space in the business of drones. It has got some orders, foreign OEMs. So there have been some successes. But what if I were to say, where could we do better? Speed, scale, and far greater investments in startups.
Okay. You're mentioning about, private industry and startups as well. In Operation Sindoor, when we're talking about these platforms, you know, suicide drones like kamikaze drones like Nagastra 1, Sky Striker, they're all private, enterprises.
So Sky Striker is a brilliant example. It's a Bangalore startup, which I have seen. So it is so good. But Sky Striker, we also have a large inventory of Israeli loiter munitions. So why? It should be more of such Sky Strikers. So I would say we have begun well. We have, made significant progress. There are a lot of achievements, but we have to go a long way. Let me also tell you, for example, Tata Airbus for a transport aircraft of the Air Force. Tata and Airbus have signed a deal. Why is it important? Because if you have an Indian private sector company like Tata doing a deal with Air Force, the competition will help to sharpen HAL, Hindustan Aerotronics Limited. So competition does good. So for that also, you need private sector investments in startups.
Pushing the envelope is what the key element would be when you put it in Indian context as well.
Pushing them. So not only in these terms. So for example, today, say I'm a gunner, a normal shoot takes 30-40 minutes. AI-enabled shoot, which Palantir has provided, you finish the shoot in 5 minutes. So there is a thing called the Observe, Orient, Decide Act, the OODA loop, how you see the battle space. Palantir's AI tools shrink the cycle greatly, so you can see the battle faster than me. Now, all these technologies, AI-enabled services, targeting, logistics, fire, maneuver, is coming through startups, not through defense primes and PSUs.
So AI is a new frontier, and that is where the private players have an important role to play.
So these emerging technologies are leveraged far better than by private players and startups. DeepSeek is the talk of the town. DeepSeek has been built by 211 engineers. 30 are from the PLA. So as the DeepSeek model develops, on that DeepSeek model, many military solutions will be found. So today, the PSUs are just one option. For example, BrahMos is brilliant, Akashtir is brilliant. We need more of those strikers, Bangalore startups.
Sky Strikers, Third Nagastra
Sky Strikers,
ones.
Nagastra, Third iTech, Deep Space.
More integration of artificial intelligence with the platforms.
So innovation, emerging technologies, and entrepreneurship. All three you will need. We need today Elon Musk's. We need our Wangs. We need our Palantir's, Alex Karp's. That whole ecosystem, in fact, a military today needs a Silicon Valley. The American military would not be as powerful as it is without the Silicon Valley. So in these two corridors which are coming up now, defense corridors, the Lucknow corridor and the Chennai corridor, we need to populate them with startups, with private sector, also PSUs, not PSUs alone. So all three of them together, if they all three take off, then India's defense needs qualitatively and quantitatively will be in a far better position. So Atmanirbharta and defense, definitely, but in this manner.
Another angle to this, self-reliance in defense production, and that angle is saving of money and also earning of money as well. Because when you are buying almost 90% of your equipment, you're spending a huge amount of forex reserves on that as well. But when you manufacture it indigenously and then sell it across and export as well, which is happening in the case of BrahMos and Akash missile systems also, then you're earning significant amount of money and you are earning a reputation also for your own indigenous, defense production companies, innovators, the private sector companies as well.
So defense, has traditionally been seen as a burden on the exchequer. It is a revenue earner today. Many of these companies, Boeing, Lockheed, so many Chinese companies, they bring revenue for the state. So we also should push this notion of what they call national champions. So a good startup, we must hold his hand till commercial viability. If the startup is very good, we must hold his hand to destroy adversary competition and then take him to the market. So once he's in the market, he will earn money for the people of the company, for the shareholders. He will also earn revenue for the state. So if you are talking of indigenous weapon systems, high quality weapon systems, you can sell to the others, export to the world, you will be a very significant revenue generator.
When we look at three wings of the armed forces and indigenization component there, data clearly points out that as far as Indian Navy is concerned, there is a significant indigenization in terms of, you know, building new ships with newer technologies, indigenous ones as well. Some of the platforms which we're talking about, air defense systems or missiles as well, a lot of work going on and successfully proven in the Operation Sindoor as well. Again, when we're talking about Indian Air Force, perhaps a lot more pushing the envelope part needs to be done there. The AMCA program or the fifth generation fighter or maybe newer technologies, specifically the AI integration part.
So you're absolutely right. See why the Navy is doing better? Because most of its shipyards are headed by naval officers or former naval officers. So that naval-mindedness goes into the shipyards. In the case of the Indian Air Force, there was a time when potential chiefs of air staffs used to be chairman HAL. If you have people who fly the plane also connected to the manufacturing and technology bit, there will be greater collaboration, you know, insights.
End-user perspective has to drive the agenda.
Yes, and you will have faster indigenization. As far as my own service is concerned, Indian Army, it was once a technology laggard, but of late it has invested greatly in technology, indigenous technology. In fact, we have three institutes now. The Military College of Telecommunication Engineering, the Military College of Electronics and Manufacturing Engineering, and a College of Military Engineering in Indore, in Hyderabad, and Mau. So we are positioning them as IITs. So they are doing R&D on technology, technologies of the future, like a simple project of how do you marry micro explosives with drones? How do you further add, say, cutting-edge AI to it? So in this sense, very serious endeavors are being made by all three services to indigenize not only technologies, but cutting-edge technologies. So we are doing well, but if our competition is with China, which it is, we have a long way to go in terms of speed, scale, pace, investments, R&D. We have to step up our game in technology and indigenization of technology.
From a soldier's perspective, because you've served in the armed forces, you've looked at all these things very effectively and have utilized as well, you know, used these platforms, have discussed with your colleagues as well. As far as indigenization or the indigenous part is concerned and the end user perspective is concerned, what is it that an end user, the soldier on the front line, is looking forward to?
So the soldier is looking for confidence in the weapon system. For example, if I am going out on a patrol today on along the line of control, it's a matter of life and death for me. So when I carry that rifle, I should have full faith in that rifle, that that rifle, when I need it, will fire, will not misfire for some reason. So I need to have full confidence in that. So that is the first point, because when it is between me and the terrorist has got very good AKs and the latest kind of rifles. So I need indigenous equipment of such a high quality that my combat confidence is high. That is one end. At the very high end, like you're talking of AMCA, which is the next generation aircraft, there are very complicated technologies. Nobody will transfer it to you. So there, I think we need to get the best talent from the world. Once you are willing to pay for the best talent in the world, for example, many of these Indian startups operating in the very high-end technologies, they pay salaries of 10 crores, 15 crores per annum. So if DRDO, HAL have to make these next generation platforms, they should be allowed to have very flexible recruitment methodologies. So it is a very complicated game. You need to be long term in your outlook, and we are working towards it. It's a huge challenge. It's a challenge because only indigenous technologies will secure this dream of Vikasit Bharat.
Indeed, it is a challenging task, but we are on the right path, as you're pointing out. Thank you so much, Junsab, for sharing your insights on the self-reliance in defense production, something which is really important, indigenization of various weapons platforms as well.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on defense Atmanirbharta, India's self-reliance in action during Operation Sindoor. The participants were Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, defense analyst, and Vishal Dahiya, senior journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.